Okay, if we can now move on to the next item, which is the review of the statement of licensing policy. We've got the officers to come to the front of the table. I've got one speaker request, which is Eddie Smith from South Bank Centre. But first of all, I'll go to Jack. Are you okay, Jack?
Yeah.
To introduce the item. Thanks.
Sorry, I've got a chest infection, so I'll be brief. Well, this is long awaited. This was a review of our licensing policy, which needed an update. It needed to bring in new powers from government. And also, I think we recognised that licensing needed a look at in the borough. We have problems in certain areas. We're looking at the growth strategy in other areas. And we wanted to get a better relationship between venues themselves, residents, the businesses and the public sector. This policy is interesting in that it's the first of its kind to look at neighbourhoods, to look at recommended time limits for certain areas. It looks at different types of premises, and I think that was one of the things that came through, certainly from our work over 9 months working with licensing members, working with businesses, working with other interested parties, the health police and other agencies. What came through the consultation was that people's safety is paramount and that everyone has a role in helping to achieve that. Everyone agreed, including businesses, that businesses are responsible and need to take measures to keep people safe and to run responsibly, and that we needed to be clearer about the expectations of everyone and each party. There was a certain amount of confusion within the consultation, which I think is probably worth highlighting. Certainly, a number of people, especially some of the businesses, were concerned that the policy wasn't retrospective, and it's not. No licences that currently exist will be affected by this policy. There is also concern that some of the measures seem too harsh, and in particular the one-strike policy for underage sales, moving from a three-strike to a one-strike. I think, as with everything, the devil is in the detail, and what we've committed to in this report is that we're going to have conversations with businesses, with residents, with other agencies and partners in each of our town centres as to how we are going to deliver this policy together. Discretion is really important here. The policy itself is a statement of principles and a legal document that we're going to look at, which is going to support the growth of business in certain parts of the borough, possibly restrict it where we've got problems in other parts, but generally bring transparency across the piece. The discretion for officers when licences are applied for and when enforcement action needs to be taken has to be transparent. I think the other key word to bring in is proportionality, and I think that's what hadn't been clear beforehand. There wasn't an understanding of what puts you in a category of being enforced against as opposed to anything else. And I think what we'll get once we have the series of co-production events with businesses, with public sector agencies and with residents, is a clear understanding of what businesses need to do, what we expect of them, depending on their size, depending on their location, what's appropriate in a town centre, in the centre of Brixton, as opposed to the outskirts of Brixton, what's appropriate in the centre of Waterloo, as opposed to the outskirts of Waterloo. And I think that sort of transparency about who does what in response to what activities is going to help the borough, certainly in terms of our community safety and our crime and disorder aspects and those aspects of the licensing policy and the licensing objectives, I think it will support business growth in those areas, and I think businesses will come to places like Nord and Streatham where they're being asked for, because we'll be a lot clearer about those activities that we want and we're supportive of, and I think it'll bring a lot of clarity to residents about what they expect and how they should provide evidence and help us support businesses to be better where they're needed to be. I think the last thing I wanted to mention was some of the work around safety, and I should probably give a nod at this point to Councillor Hayward, who started off this process, and around the kind of innovative approach to women's safety in the Knoxham economy. Lambeth has shockingly high levels of sexual assault and sexual violence, mainly against women, as a result of the Knoxham economy. And there was some excellent work that was done with women's organisations across the borough, Every Woman Safe campaign, which took evidence from a number of people and put forward into this policy a series of recommendations that we're now expanding to tackle sexual violence and harassment, regardless of gender. again, how this gets delivered and what the expectations are on individual venues, of course, will be applied to individual venues. The licensing policy, I go over again, is a series of principles and a legal document. How this applies to individual licences will be up to the discretion of the businesses, the officers in those areas and those patches. So I think this is a good piece of work, but I suppose I would say that. It's going to rely on discretion in each of those areas, but I think this will put Lambeth businesses, residents and statutory partners in a much best place going forward, so that we don't experience problems and that we clear up some of the issues that we do have.
Jack, would either of the officers, Anne, John, like to add anything to that introduction? No? Okay. In which case, I'll go to our public speaker request, which is Eddie Smith from the South Bank Centre.
Good evening, and thank you for letting me address you. My name is Edmund Smith. I'm the Technical Director and DPS for the South Bank Centre, which is the largest licensed premises in the borough. I'm also here to represent the National Theatre, the British Film Institute and the Waterloo Quarter Licensing Group. While all the groups I'm representing actively support the Council's aspirations for an effective licensing policy, we are concerned that due process has not been followed regarding the consultation for this proposed policy. Neither myself or any other licence holders from these groups were consulted or received letters as stated in section 5.2 of the report. Following written responses to this effect and a meeting with Councillor Jack Hopkins, no responses have been received and no changes to the policy have been put into effect. Some of the issues which we feel could have an adverse effect on us are as follows. Proposed future licensing hours, which are significantly lower than existing hours, will have a significant effect on our income and our ability to support our free programme. It is known that the Council's policy is to support arts activities for the benefit of Lambeth residents. Imposing late-night levies on organisations that already provide significant security provisions on site and within the local area on a 24-hour basis is unfair. Also, both these proposals will inevitably affect the contribution that the South Bank makes on the night-time economy for Lambeth. Further points to note are the proposed submission of risk assessments for live events, which would result in the police receiving 10,000-plus assessments a year. The expectation of the DPS to be on site for activity beyond 23:30 is unrealistic and unworkable for organisations such as ours, and is a proposal that is not replicated in the government's licensing policy. We also think that the instigation of a single incident trigger leading to the loss of a licence is a draconian measure for an area as well run as the South Bank. We do not think these serious concerns for the area have been given appropriate consideration, and we would ask that taking the policy to Council is deferred until the conditions of your consultation process have been met in full and that we have had the opportunity to input effectively into the proposed policy. Thank you for listening.
Okay, thank you very much. Can I ask Anne, are you leading on this? Yeah, to come back, because there's obviously some quite specific and serious points raised there, and I think it would be very useful if you could address them.
Sure, Chair. The consultation was very widespread. We had, at the end of the day, 663 respondents and submissions and 28 emails, and I believe we had a letter from the South Bank, also in response to John Smith, the South Bank Centre, from Mr. Mike McCart, who also raises the issues you've raised. What I would say is, to reiterate what Councillor Hopkins says, the policy is a statement of intent. There is an enormous amount of discretion and professional judgment involved in making these decisions. It's not a blanket policy, and it will be very difficult to cover every individual circumstance. However, with that in mind, to go through some of the points raised. In relation to the one strike offence, there were, through the consultation responses, there were a number of responses that felt that was quite draconian. So we have amended that clause. It's primarily centred around trading standards and test purchasing. It's the primary objective is the protection of children from harm where they're sold alcohol underage. We have amended that clause, so it doesn't automatically mean one strike and you're out. There will be a dialogue with businesses. The risk assessments issue I would also refer to. I don't know how many risk assessments you do at the moment for the police, but certainly the South Bank is not known, certainly to me, or to colleagues, as to generate a lot of risk assessments. And I think you're absolutely right, it would be impossible for the police to actually risk assess all of that. Within the, if you look at the policy itself, we've included a provision that says may. So again, it's very much targeted at nightclubs or other venues that may hold high-risk events and not the South Bank. In terms of the proposed hours, I'm going to ask John and the late-night levy to address those.
Certainly. In terms of the hours, I think it's now clear in the policy, having listened to the results of the consultation, that what we're saying is the hours suggested hours in the policy are guidelines. They're not cast in stone, and that if it's inappropriate for an area to have a licence that differs from those hours and the application can show that it won't cause a problem, there would be no problem in granting a licence. There are already later licences at the South Bank. The fact that we don't have complaints about them and about the running of the management of the premises would tend to suggest that this is a venue that doesn't raise concerns anyway. Every application has to be considered on its merits, and there is scope within the policy for the hours to be exceeded in appropriate circumstances. In terms of the late night levy, it's included in the policy because it's one of the new tools we could use. There is no proposal to introduce the levy at the moment. There is the potential for organisations that take part in activities that already reduce crime and disorder, such as the South Bank Employers Group, who have their own wardens, that for a membership of that sort of scheme could exempt you from the levy, as indeed could membership of a bid, such as Waterloo Quarter, which Mr Smith has alluded to. But at the moment, there are no plans to introduce the levy at all.
Points that I've noted down, so you certainly have addressed those. Whether people are satisfied with them is different, but you certainly have gone through them. I'm going to open it up to colleagues around the table. I seem to be echoing. I saw Lorna first, then Imogen. Lots of people want to contribute, but we'll keep it brief. Lorna, Imogen, Jackie, Saline, and Rachel. Okay.
Thank you, Chair. I'm pleased that this area is being addressed, especially that of safety for women, definitely, because safety being high on the concerns for residents in the borough. I would like to say also that I'm pleased that the words discretion and proportionality were mentioned in Councillor Hopkins' introduction. And I really want to refer to the equality impact assessment part of this process, and one of the things it did come to the panel, and one of the difficulties that we had as a panel to look at the equality impact assessment and the possibility of us having due regard to equality's duties was that not much data is collected in terms of applications, which one of a number of concerns that's been raised from the community is the issue around businesses, etc., and the feeling that it might disproportionately affect businesses, as black businesses in the area. But as data is not collected, it's difficult to actually do a well-rounded equality impact assessment. So one of the recommendations that went back from the panel, which has been sent, I believe, by now, is that data will be collected so that we are able to do that equality's duty and have due regard to it, because you can't actually assess something if you don't have the information. So that recommendation has already gone back. Also, there was concerns also raised to some degree around the consultation in terms of, you know, whether the respondents actually reflected enough of the borough, because we saw in the consultation that a number of people were, although they did sort of self sort of identify as people that didn't go out drinking or didn't go out clubbing, so I just wondered, you know, to what degree they could actually come back with a fair kind of like sort of response. So what we have done in the quad, just wanted to assure people that we did sort of consider it at the panel, and what we have asked is for the data to be collected, that's one thing, and also for it to come back to panel in 12 months' time so that we could see how things are going. And finally, I just wanted to say that I was pleased to hear that this was not a policy that was going to be retrospectively because that was a major concern in the community, and so that applications will be considered on their own merits. So thank you for all the hard work, and I know that nothing's been done for a very long time, as is in a number of cases that we're addressing in the borough. So, you know, well done on this piece of work.
Thanks. Imogen? Thank you, Chair. What I think is really good about this piece of work is that it does take into account the context that businesses are working in, and they are very different in different parts of the borough and with different kinds of businesses, because the relationship between residents and businesses and the council is so important, and I think that really is what this is about. And when the relationship between residents and businesses breaks down, that's quite often when the council gets involved, and actually there's flexibility here and there's discretion here and there's real sense here. And somebody who sits on licensing, as a number of other cabinet members do, it is really important to be able to bring those elements of practicality and common sense and discretion into it, and also what, as Councillor Watkins said, always taking people's safety and well-being really at the very heart of it, and I think that's what this does. So I'm really, really pleased to see this, and thank you very much to everyone involved.
Okay, thank you very much.
Jackie?
Yes, we've just heard earlier in the agenda tonight about the cooperative account approach to parks. I just wanted to talk a little bit about the cooperative approach to business and why our town centre has been happening and how this relates to licensing policy. Because it's radically changing the way businesses are working together in the town centres. And as Mr Smith said, we have a lot of business improvement districts now. I think we've probably got the highest number of all the London boroughs, which is fantastic. And what happens is those businesses pay a small percentage of their business rates as an extra levy, and in nearly all cases, I think most all cases, much of that extra levy money is spent on things like wardens, extra street cleaning and environmental improvements, all things that kind of mitigate some of the worst effects of the nighttime economy. Now, this question about the nighttime levy, I think it's very, I really want to make that point. I really don't feel we should be charging an extra nighttime levy on those businesses areas that have already voted for a bid and already paying an extra levy. I think what we need to do is work with the businesses in those areas to tackle the problems that some of the nighttime economy produces. And the nighttime economy itself is a very, very important element of our economy. It's worth over half a billion in sales, and it employs around 8,000 people, or at least half of those actually Lambeth residents. And the other point to make about people who work in the nighttime economy, they do tend to be young, certainly by Lambeth Council standards, they're what we call young as under 30. And so in the nighttime economy, the vast majority of jobs are filled by people under 30. And it's this age group that is suffering really difficult, much in the economic recession that could go on for quite a few more years. So it is important we don't ignore the importance of that sector. So I do very much welcome this policy. I think we do need to get the balance right with residents and get some way of working together. The bids are a great vehicle for doing that. They've all got licensing forums, and they'll be very pleased, I'm sure, to co-produce the guidance. I just want to finish with some minor nitpicking point. Mm-hmm. In the appendices in the report, I think before it goes to council in its final version, just can we get right so it matches up with the local plan on what is a major centre, what is a CAZ area, Waterloo and Vauxhall, the CAZ, not major centres, and we get just our local districts sorted out. So it matches the local plan.
Okay. Thanks very much. I've now got Councillor Prentice and Councillor Haywood. Both of you have spoken quite a lot this evening. If you could be relatively brief, that would be much appreciated.
Well, on that point, Chair, I will pass on the comments. My views about alcohol consumption and the implications for the health service, and that I believe in full cost recovery, are well known. So, and I think the South Bank Centre is an exemplary example of the nighttime economy as somebody who goes there.
Briefly, Chair.
Rachel.
Thank you. I just wanted to say how much I welcome this policy. I think it's been a tremendous piece of work, and I do think that there has been considerable amounts of work, not just with local businesses, but with partners in the police and with health colleagues and with local residents in bringing it forward. I did start it off, but Jack's done a huge amount of work, as has Councillor Target Parker, who's not here, and she was... drove this forward. What I do want to say, though, I mean, this was started off in response to a new legislative framework, and on the grounds that we had a very outdated policy. But primarily, we started to do this piece of work because of the very serious issues relating to licensed premises and alcohol in the borough, both off and on licences. And those were, you know, were in the top 10 in England and Wales for levels of alcohol-related violence, serious sexual violence related to alcohol on licensed premises. There are issues, as everyone knows, around drugs and so on. And I think to pretend that we should not respond to that is naive. And I think there needs to be a way of doing that, and I think that this is a fantastic start, as long as it is exercised with discretion, as has already been discussed. I mean, alcohol is one of the major priorities for the Health and Wellbeing Board, for the Clinical Commissioning Group, for our major trauma centres at King's College and St Thomas's. And I think that this is proportionate. It is unfortunate that our responsible businesses are in some degree being reflected upon by that minority of irresponsible businesses. But again, like Sally, I do actually agree with the principle for cost recovery. Having visited a notorious cluster of businesses on the Wandsworth Road and seen the appalling state of the streets the morning after a Saturday night out. So I welcome this, so thank you to everyone who's worked on it.
Okay, thank you very much. I heard lots of words about balance and co-production as we move forward and cooperation, and it seems to me maybe a good starting point would be a meeting outside of Cabinet to discuss some of those concerns in a little bit more detail with the group of people that are represented here. Would be a starting point, because clearly I think the officers answered the questions very directly, but there needs to be a bit of a greater level, I think, of reassurance and a sort of greater sense of what that discretion means. So if we could set that up, I think that would be helpful. Otherwise, I'd just like to thank the officers and other people, who, in particular Jack, who've really worked hard on this. But Jack, any closing comments?
Well, just to say that absolutely the idea of having discussions with businesses, the officers, and our public sector partners, as well as residents, we've already set in motion, and we're hoping to work through bids, through licensing forums, through South Bank Employers Group, to have those conversations to understand the context of the area. And I suppose I just wanted to say to Ed, I think exemptions get made either way. So, you know, in your case, for instance, it would be perfectly conceivable to have on your licence that the DPS doesn't need to be on site at all times, and that we can recognise that. But I think what we haven't had at this point up until now is we've had a problem premises group where we've been highlighting where our problem premises are. What we haven't done is had a list of these are ticks for businesses that are very responsible. And so what we'll be doing as we go through the guidance is saying this is what makes a good business, and if you fit into this category, we're probably never going to see you. And you know, you get discretion that way. If you don't do these things, or if there are negative outcomes from business being operated on, then this is where we will start looking at how you operate. So I think we've never had been transparent, we've never been open about that, and I think that's where the guidance comes in, and that's where we will all sit around the table and look at Waterloo as an area. And I think it's probably just worth also saying that actually when we talk about the Knightsham economy, it's very different from the South Bank, further down towards Waterloo Quarter, towards Vauxhall, towards Brixton, Norwood, you know, Stockwell, our town centres. I mean, it's hugely difficult, and I don't think it's massively helpful in that way. And that's why, as Councillor Walker says, the context of the neighbourhoods is everything. And having that relationship between businesses, officers who are generally enforcement officers, but actually sit down and understand how businesses operate and the pressures that they're under, and actually can have a better dialogue. So I think this is something positive that will meet a lot of those concerns.
Okay, thanks very much, and we'll pick up the suggestion of meeting you as a group specifically, I think, as well. Okay, colleagues, are we happy to endorse the report? Indeed. Okay, thank you very much. Okay, and thank